This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show every single day.
Changing people's lives.
Just keep that in mind. All right, speaking of Biden, we'll get to some emails here in a little bit and the government shutdown stuff and this whole Newsom DeSantis debate. I'll address this, but the Biden last week, he's been doing a lot more gun talk. And kind of came with one almost out of the blue last week with another one of these gun speeches talking about an 80
it's
round
time
magazine.
Again to ban assault weapons, high capacity magazine. If you need 80 shots in a magazine, you shouldn't own a gun.
Yeah, he keeps
watching. Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives, if they never had a bullet touch them.
What? But don't worry, he's been to all of them.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message. The same message heard all over the country. And I've been to every mass shooting.
Yeah. Anyway, why? What's with the gun talk? No one's even bringing up gun talk right now. No one's bringing this up. It doesn't make sense. It's an issue that politically is not super popular for Democrats. Americans as a whole, even though they're not a bunch of freedom lovers the way you want them to be and I want them to be, but as a whole, they don't really want gun confiscation. They don't really want the government involved. Where is this coming from now? There hasn't even been a big mass shooting recently. Democrats don't even have the House of Representatives. So why now? Why does the Biden administration bring up guns so often now? Well, the overarching point you already know. Because communists want to take away your guns so they can hurt and kill you. That's the big point. But a more specific point for this one is this. Joe Biden is currently, and this probably will make you feel good. It certainly makes me feel good. Joe Biden is more stressed out right now than you can ever imagine. Did you know that? Did you know that he's probably as stressed out as you have ever been in your entire life? And I'm not putting anything down that you've gone through or are going through. You know, maybe you found out today you've got cancer. or your husband does, or your wife does, or like, I know people go, I'm not putting that down, but this is what I mean. We think about these evil people and we tend to, at least I do this, I don't know if you do this, sometimes it makes me mad that they have great lives, or what I would classify as a good life, just without thinking about it too much. And here's what I mean. Joe Biden sucks. All right, Joe Biden's horrible. But man, Joe Biden, I saw a picture of him getting off Air Force One the other day. Man, Air Force One at your beck and call? Secret Service, a convoy of vehicles, heads of state bowing to you wherever you go. They're going to build for you a presidential library. Your name will be remembered through the history books. Man, guess what? You know, of course, I would think of this. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Of course, I would think of this. The food. Think about the food Joe Biden gets. Like in the White House. You know they make them whatever they want. You know you hit up the kitchen staff right away. Hey, I really love this, this, and this. You know I would put them through a brief tutorial on world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers, and I just have those just all the time, world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers. I'd have chips and cheese. We'd have so much white trash food. I made a Velveeta cheeseburger mac this weekend with the Velveeta shells and cheese. Oh my! Anyway, we think about the good life they have. But the truth is, Joe Biden, as we speak, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, Joe Biden is very likely sitting by himself, or if not by himself, he's probably not with somebody close to him, because does Joe Biden have anyone in his life close to him? Joe Biden's entire life has been his political career. For 30 years, that's all he's lived for. He's tried to enrich himself and maintain power. And here's what's so great about it. He's achieved those things. He has enriched himself millions and millions of dollars. And my goodness, power. He is the president of the United States of America. And as you sit there right now listening to me, maybe you're down on your luck. Maybe you're thinking you're a failure at this, or Jesse, I didn't do this, or I haven't done this then. You should know that Joe Biden is miserable right now in this very moment. He's miserable. His political career is in very deep trouble. He did everything humanly possible to finally find himself in the Oval Office. And here he is. He finally achieved it. He got it. He got the golden crown. He got the brass ring. He finally got it. The big cheese. He is president of the United States of America. And yet, he's there. He's not popular. He's always saying either stupid things, and that's when you can even understand. When you can understand him, he says stupid things.
Two of the
things.
Great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LLJ Cool J.
Yeah, that's when you can understand him. He's not popular. He can't speak. And now you have this Hunter Biden stuff. And the Hunter Biden stuff is really, really bad. It's not going away. Everyone's being asked about it. Jim Clyburn is probably the most faithful Joe Biden surrogate. Joe Biden, Jim Clyburn, Dome, you name it, they're all being asked.
He was on the phone 20 times with Hunter Biden's business associates. It was described as pleasantries, but is that appropriate?
Well, his associates said there were pleasantries, but I think it's appropriate to be a father to your son. And if your son is having a problem, and we all know the history of the problem that Hunter has with addiction, and he is being a father to his son, you don't impeach a man for being a father.
The gun stuff you're hearing from the Biden administration, you're hearing it because Joe Biden is currently being pushed out of his own party and he can feel it. And the Biden stuff, the hey, let's grab gun stuff that you're seeing, that Biden stuff, what that is, that's Joe Biden. Picture him being pushed out of a room he's not welcome in anymore. Picture him grabbing the door frame as they're shoving him out the room, saying, please just let me stay for another hour. That's Joe Biden talking about guns.
It's time again to ban assault weapons high capacity magazines. If you need 80 shots in a magazine, you shouldn't own a gun.
All that is, it's not something he thinks he's going to be able to accomplish. That's Joe Biden desperately trying to hold off his left flank because Joe Biden is in deep trouble politically. You're in deep trouble. I'm just kidding. You're not, but you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I promise I'm going to get to a lot of these in this final hour. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear O Wise One, how do I let my dime know when I'm in pain without letting her think I'm a pansy that I can't handle pain? I want her to view me as a 6'8" symmetrical Adonis. I know. Can you help me out? Okay, well, here's how I handle this in my house. And in fact, there was an incident yesterday in the Kelly household. The wife, she got bored. We were sitting around doing nothing yesterday afternoon. She got bored, decided she wanted to make some things for dinner. She was going to make us the homemade fettuccine Alfredo and this Cajun shrimp. It was delicious. Anyway, so she says, hey, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Do you want anything? And I'm not sitting by her at the time, so she texts me this. And I text her back, no, I don't need anything. Actually, you know what? We're a little short on chips. How about some Doritos? She says, okay, I'll get you some. All right. I'm working. I'm hanging out. I get a text. I need to stress. I'm busy when I get this text from her. Okay, I'm busy. She does not have my undivided attention. I was doing something else. But I get a text message from her. It's a picture. It's a picture of what? A bag of Doritos. And I open up the bag of Doritos, or I open up the picture from the wife, and I see Flamin' Hot Doritos. And I assume it's just a bag of the Flamin' Hot, standard Flamin' Hot Doritos. I say, yeah, sure. I like Flamin' Hot Doritos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Doritos. I like all these things. That's not going to be a problem. I meant normal Doritos, but if you got me that, she's asking, you know, hey, is this Flamin' Hot one fine? I said, it's fine. And then she got home and she brought me the bag of Doritos and she said, here you go. And I said, thank you. And that's when I ran into a problem. And I will explain what I mean in just a moment. And then we'll continue on down the emails and Gavin Newsom debating Ron DeSantis. Before we get to that, let's save a life tonight, a baby's life. Because in the womb, it's alive and it's completely helpless. That's the thing about babies. They're helpless. Mom, she has to protect that baby. And when mom is out there trying to kill it, what chance does it have? The baby only has a chance if you and me, if we buy mom an ultrasound. Mom needs to know that it's a baby inside of her, not a clump of cells, not just a nothing. It's a baby. And when she lays down and hears that heartbeat, she will choose life because she will know it's a baby inside of her. It is from God. Your $28 is saving lives. You're saving piles and piles of lives. Please keep going. All these are tax deductible, I should note. Look, if you want to give them $5,000, you fund the entire preborn network for a day. That's 200 lives. All tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it's been a Medal of Honor Monday. It's been awesome. If you miss any part of it, you can download a podcast of the show. The whole show's podcasted. Every show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Back to what we were talking about. I'm going through some emails here because I've been behind. We'll get to the Newsom DeSantis debate thing. The guy's asking about how to handle pain in front of his woman because he wants sympathy but doesn't want to let her know he's a pansy or doesn't want her to think he's a pansy. So the wife goes, gets me chips. I think she gets me Flamin' Hot Doritos. I grab one of the Doritos. She takes off after she hands me the bag and I grab one of the chips. I'm busy and I put one in my mouth. And it's really hot, man. It's really hot. And I like hot food. Now, I don't like ridiculously hot food where it's not fun or like these heat challenges. No, I want a ghost pepper that'll melt my face. No, I don't do that. But I eat pepper on everything, hot sauce on everything, jalapenos. I like spice. I am a spice guy. I like spice, okay? I do. These things were hot. And I still wasn't looking at the bag, but I had to grab a bottle of water. For a flaming hot Dorito, I had to grab a bottle of water. I'm thinking, golly, that is, whew, man, is there something wrong? Am I getting sick or something like that? So I reach over and I grab another one and I pop it in my mouth. Same thing, just brutal, brutally hot. I can feel like I can feel my forehead feels a little hot. And I think, what the, dude, I'm done with these. And I put the bag back and I look and I forget what it was. Extremely hot, extreme flaming hot, extra flaming hot. There's apparently a level up, a level or 10 up. And that's what she got me by accident. Now, what does this have to do with your question? How do I explain that to the wife? Because eventually, she texts me. She says, hey, how are the chips? And I said, you know, they're pretty good. She said, oh, just pretty good. I said, yeah, I didn't eat that many of them. You know. She said, well, why? What was wrong with them? And this is where I had to just stop. Because I knew this was traveling down a road I didn't want it to go down. I just put my foot down. I said, you know what? I don't want to say because it'll be embarrassing and you won't be very nice about it. I didn't want to tell her they were too hot. When it comes to women, you want them to know you're in pain, but you can never let them know that you want them to know you're in pain. That has to be hidden from them at all times. Like I have this elbow. You remember my elbow? Because I'm 42 going on 82. Remember this was last year when my elbow was all swollen? It almost looked like I had half a tennis ball in my elbow when my arm was hanging there. It was really gross. It was terrible. And I had to go down to the doctor's office and he had to jam this needle in it and he had to drain it. It was really gross. I know. I'm sorry. It's really gross. But you drained it out. And you remember that elbow, right? It's my right elbow. I'll tell you a little secret here. There's something wrong with it now. And when I say something wrong with it, I don't mean swelling. If you look at it, it's fine. It hasn't swollen back up. It's fine. It's totally fine. But if I bump it at all, even the slightest bump, if you took a pencil, I'm not making this up, a pencil, and you just came up and just, can you hear that on the microphone? If you just tapped it on, it would cause me to wince in pain. It's that, like, there's something wrong with it. Something is seriously wrong. But whenever I bump it on something and the wife sees me grab it, she's already seen me grab it. Then she says, hey, what's wrong? I always go, nothing. It's no big deal. Then I get the best of both worlds. She knows I'm in pain, but I get the tough credits of denying it. She's never going to figure this out on her own. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are the super advanced things you have to do. You know, it's a lot better than Bob Menendez defending himself.
But as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
Yeah, not sure about that. Oh, wait, this one doesn't work. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's the 10 one that doesn't work, Michael. Forget about it. We want more emails anyway. Oh, by the way, Newsom and DeSantis have agreed to do a debate on Fox News. A bunch of people have emailed me my thoughts on it. This is what I think. This is huge for DeSantis and very dangerous for DeSantis. Ron DeSantis's campaign, as of now, it's fine, but the supporters of the campaign, they're starting to hear a lot of noise that it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. And it's not. That's fine. Don't worry about that if you're in the DeSantis camp. It's not yet, but it can be in a hurry if you don't pick up some positive momentum. You know, we have the other GOP debate that's just about here. And then this debate. This is a necessary thing for Ron DeSantis to do. He has to accept this debate from Gavin Newsom. But he's also got to win. He's got to win. He is not in a position to go out there and have a bad or even average debate performance. Ron DeSantis, if you're a DeSantis person, you can still win this primary. I'm telling you, you can, but you have got to start notching wins because the momentum is going to start going the wrong way and you're going to start losing supporters. And once the momentum starts going the other way, then it's going to be over. It's going to be over. This is a dangerous debate. Gavin Newsom can debate. Gavin Newsom knows what he's doing. DeSantis better get out there and he better win. But hey, look, you want to take down the champ? You want to take down Trump? You got to do things like debate Newsom and win. If you can't do that, you don't get to be the nominee. All right, we have more. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I love Mondays. I love Monday. I think I love Monday just because everyone else hates it. And there's something about my personality that likes to be obnoxious. I know everyone's going to find that surprising, but there's something about my personality that likes to be annoying and obnoxious. And everyone else's hatred of Monday, that's probably why I love it. That's probably it. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear what Janet Yellen said? My goodness, we're all going to die.
We still have a good, healthy labor market. Consumer spending remains quite robust. We've seen strong industrial production. I don't see any signs that the economy is at risk of a downturn. And this is the best of all worlds.
Yeah, we're in serious trouble. Hey, Jay Steele.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think will happen if, or do you think will happen to Hunter if, God forbid, Joe Biden dies? You can say my name. Her name is Amber. Oh, that's a hot chick name, Michael. Amber's a hot chick name. Anyway, if Joe Biden were to die. Well, Joe Biden is the only leverage that Hunter has. However, I think we're all discounting Jill Biden a little bit here. Remember, if you're Joe Biden and you're going to be the head of this crime family, the head of this political influence family, that takes a lot. That takes a lot to mentally to hold all that together. Joe Biden is not in a place mentally where he's going to be able to keep all that in line. That means Jill Biden is going to know where all the bodies are buried. She's going to be intimately involved in this business with Joe Biden. There's no question about that. And because she's going to be intimately involved in this business with Joe Biden, she's going to have the necessary blackmail material on the other people to maybe save Hunter Biden. Maybe, I say. There's a chance Hunter Biden cannot be saved now because that other sweetheart political deal blew up. There's a chance, just in the name of trying to save face, that other deal blows up. What does next look like inside the unfolding recovery of the Fetterman family? This is how they cover these people, as if they're just some sort of tragedy case. He knew he had a stroke before he was elected, a long time before. He knew he was brain damaged before he was elected, a long time before. In fact, he knew he was so confident in his brain damage that him and his campaign ran a campaign to hide John Fetterman so the public could not see him. I remember because I was there watching the campaign, covering the campaign. They wouldn't even allow him to debate more than once. And that one debate, they made sure that took place after most of the early voting. And now the American media wants you to believe that John Fetterman is some kind of tragic tale where we're all supposed to just feel bad for poor Ophie John. He just has to have his cell phone program out there to help him do words well. No, I don't feel sorry at all that you ran for a job you weren't qualified for. Balding Ninja. As a father of three daughters and a two-time combat vet, do I need to start looking for a farm in Costa Rica to ensure my three princesses are not drafted to fight by these people? Well, look, I've told you that I believe that a draft is coming. That is a long, that's a long run prediction. Don't take that as gospel. That's a long case scenario. I don't think that's a good way to put that, but I see war coming. Because war is always coming. It's not even just the Russia-Ukraine thing. It's been, what, almost 80 years? Over 80 years? It's been, it's been 80 years since World War II. Wars happen. Nations go to war with each other. The history of the world is nations going to war and then having a time of peace and going to war and then having a time of peace. There's always another war coming. And we have chosen to, it's honestly bizarre to me how public we've been with our support of Ukraine because they're at war with one of the other major powers that can plunge this planet into World War III. And people say, well, that shouldn't matter. No, what's all this should and shouldn't stuff? This isn't children's nursery rhyme stuff. It does matter. Russia has nuclear weapons, a lot of them. This stuff is crazy, man.
American taxpayers are financing more than just weapons. We discovered the US government's buying seeds and fertilizer for Ukrainian farmers and covering the salaries of Ukraine's first responders, all 57,000 of them. That includes the team that trains this rescue dog named Joy to comb through the wreckage of Russian strikes looking for survivors. And the US also funds the divers who we saw clearing unexploded ammunition from the country's rivers. Russia's invasion shrank Ukraine's economy by about a third. We were surprised to find that, to keep it afloat, the US government is subsidizing small businesses.
we're subsidizing the entire war. Russia sees that too. I am worried. And I'm worried when it comes to the draft because I know exactly who these people are going to draft. If they can help it, they're going to draft their political enemies. They'll probably do it by region. They go pick these gigantic regions, and what they'll do, they'll give out quotas per region. Hey, sorry, Alabama, we need this many people. That's exactly how these people think, man. I'm telling you, it's how they think. It's look, that's why we have to be more purposeful with everything we do. That's why you have to be more purposeful with where you have your cell phone. Look, where you spend and don't spend your money matters too. These people will purposely draft your daughter into war. We can't even be purposeful about where we have our cell phone. Remember, Verizon does not share your values. AT&T hates your guts. T-Mobile hates your guts. But Pure Talk loves you. They love the things you stand for. And right now, $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus a mobile hotspot. Dial #250 and switch to Pure Talk. You pay your cell phone bill automatically every month. Why not pay a company that loves you? And you'll pay less, a lot less. My bill got cut in half. #250, say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. Jesse, what do you say to people? What do I say to people I know that tell me my vote doesn't count? Why do people say that? People say that. Here's why. Because it's a huge cop-out. It's a huge reason people use to quit being involved in politics. They get so disheartened. They get so exasperated that they quit and they feel bad about quitting. So what it is they want you to quit. So that's why they try to get you. They try to get you with that. Well, your vote doesn't count anyway. And then you pull up all the numbers and you show them 20% participation by Republicans voting in primaries. You show the voting participation numbers and how sad they are. And that with that person, it won't even make a dent. You know why? Because it's not about facts for that person. That person has chosen emotionally to give up. They've given up, and you, with your effort, you make them feel bad about having given up. But you notice, yeah, I always notice this. Here's what I notice, a pretty consistent theme. The guy who says stuff like that to me, Jesse, voting doesn't matter. Jesse, we can't vote our way out of this. Jesse, it's time to start shooting. Never has that guy been organizing some big revolution or rebellion. Never. He always just seems to be some random dude at a party on the weekend or on social media somewhere. He doesn't seem to be involved at all. I would expect the leader of this revolution he says he's getting ready to lead, I would expect that he would be our number one firebrand, wouldn't he? Our hardest worker. He's the one who's out there. He's going to win it all for us, isn't he? Instead, he doesn't do anything. Don't let the guy who doesn't do anything get you to join him. You don't need to be on that team. There are a million anti-communist fights we can win and will win. Let that guy sit it out. Oh, nothing. Your vote doesn't count. I'll shut up, you dork, and go sit on the sidelines while the rest of us are trying to save the country. All right? All right. We have one more segment left, and then we'll do it again tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next day. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been a great Medal of Honor Monday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to some emails. We get to get the headlines I didn't get to. Let's talk real quickly about this. Gates is saying, hey, a government shutdown is worth it. It's worth it to stave off financial ruin. I am not, you know, I haven't been up in arms about this government shutdown thing, whether it's going to go one way or the other, mainly because I've been a horrible cynic about it. I'm not telling you to be this way, but I have already accepted. I've accepted in my heart that they're going to do a budget deal that's going to be terrible. I've accepted this. They are going to cave on virtually everything like Republicans always do. and they're going to do a budget deal of some kind that's awful. I have accepted that this government is not going to do anything, nothing about the debt problem at all until they have to. And then it's going to cause unending amounts of pain for everybody. They won't do anything about the debt problem until they're sending you a message in the mail letting you know that your Medicare benefits and Social Security have been slashed by 50% with probably another cut coming in the future. That is the future that's coming because they won't touch any of it. So I guess I don't know whether this makes me a sunnier person or a darker person, but I'm so pessimistic about the debt problem, I've decided I'm going to stop caring about this budget thing. So there we go. Look, what do you want me to tell you? Low T doesn't lie, right? The low T GOP, they are going to come through for you to fail you once again, like they always do, because they haven't been taking their male vitality stacks from Chalk. And you know what? I'm going to check with Chalk. I'm going to see if the members of Congress can be exempted from the 99% off for the first month thing, because you, up to $70, get 99% off with the code Jesse. You go get a subscription at chalk.com, chok.com, up to $70. You get 99% off it with the first month, all right, with the code Jesse. I want to know if there's a way we can exempt members of Congress, even though they need testosterone more than the rest of us. Anyway, male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks and chocolate powder and armor. And go check out all the natural herbal supplements at Chalk, man, especially while they're doing the 99% thing. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, why can't the Republicans sue Biden to block the border? Well, this is something people don't understand, and it's hard because, I mean, it's very, very hard. You can't make the Biden administration, you cannot make them secure the border and deport illegal immigrants. That is very disheartening, I know, and that sucks. I know that really does suck, I know. But you can stop them from doing certain things. Hey, I don't want you to do this. Hey, can this judge step in and put a stop on this or that? But you can't make them, hey, you will direct Border Patrol to arrest all these people and deport all these people. It doesn't work that way. Even if it should, even if there are parts of it that should work that way, it doesn't work that way. That's part of the reason I've said I believe the country is going to split. I believe the country is going to divorce. A big part of that for me is actually the immigration part of it, the illegal immigration part of it. Because let's say something going forward here. Not that I want this. Not that you want this. This is just a hypothetical. It's a hypothetical. Going forward, let's say we lose the presidency in 2024. So that's going to be Gavin Newsom going forward, or Joe Biden. Let's say we lose the presidency. That's another 4 years, no matter what happens, no matter which way you slice it, that's another 4 years of unchecked illegal immigration across the southern border. Okay, so we're going to have millions after his first four. That's another four where there are millions. The states, the red states, they cannot stop it. They can push it around. You know, Texas can do some things to maybe push it down to New Mexico, but they can't stop it. Okay, so the red states, they can't stop it, and they can't deport people. Now, part of the reason I'm so emphatic that divorce is coming is that is the plan moving forward for the communists. The Democrats will flood this country with illegal immigrants without end moving forward. If they do that and the red states are powerless to stop it, powerless to hold it back, that inevitably will separate the country. The red states will have whatever's left of American values. The red states will have them. The blue parts of the country will be full of communists and illegals, and there just won't be any America left in it to save. It'll be so rotted and burned out and watered down that it's not worth it. So I know that was a little dark, but still, that's what I see.
And now,
here's a
headline?
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I almost forgot about this one. Sorry, I almost forgot about this doozy here. This freaking guy. Before I get to headlines, this is Fauci.
I have become, by people who know nothing about me, who don't investigate what I've said I've been done, I become the symbol of what the far-right extremists feel, that I'm the one who had to, that I had to publicly disagree with the president of the United States. That was very painful for me because I have a great deal of respect for the presidency of the United States. But I felt in order to just maintain my own personal and professional integrity and my responsibility to the American public.
Yeah, anyway. All right, back to headlines. Biden administration targets German family that's lived in the U.S. for 15 years for deportation over homeschooling infraction. The communist gets elected and he does what? Two things. He rewards his friends and he punishes his enemies. He does not enforce the law. He's not in there for America or anything like that. Power only exists so the communists can use it to reward his friends and punish his enemies. House Rules Committee advances rules package with four appropriations bills. Get ready. They're just going to do them out. They're going to roll them out one at a time, these appropriations bills. And at the end of it, we will have gotten for them nothing. Hillary Clinton resurrects fears about the Russian election interference ahead of possible Democratic loss in 2024. Yes, here's just a nice reminder for everybody that Democrats deny every single election ever. My entire life, they've denied every single election. And then the second they win, they will demand that you say their elections are the safest and fairest elections ever. I have long ago resolved that I will not play that game. If my elections are not fair, yours are not fair. If mine are rigged, then yours are rigged. I endured 4 years of not my president under Donald Trump. And so now, no matter what, Joe Biden is not my president. That's the way it's going to be. Either my guy is everyone's guy and your guy's everyone's guy, or nobody is. But this is, again, what the GOP has gotten wrong. Cuban embassy in D.C. targeted with Molotov cocktails in terrorist attack. That actually just made me wonder. I wonder if they serve a good Cuban sandwich at that embassy. I bet they do. I bet they do. Yeah, it's because of the Menendez thing, Michael. Good call. Anyway, that's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.